Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu, po 10. hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka, a dneska je nedíľa 24. júla 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, your Russin radio station. Archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, July 24th, 2022. A little later in the broadcast, we're going to talk about one man's story of finding his Russian relatives from Volitsa, Al Jennings, and his passing last week. But first, we're going to go to Zakarpattia, and this is Teche Voda Ledova. Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you'd like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Polovka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.polovka@gmail.com. dean.polovka@gmail.com. We're going to play various selections from the folk group Volyanka from Volitsa in Upper Zemplin County. And I'd like to thank Ladjo Jasek Sr. for giving me this CD many years ago when he was here in America. And this is in memory of Al Jennings, who passed away last week. Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat.
Ostávajte zdrav, hej, potorhali sa.
The other day, I received an email from fellow broadcaster here on Rusyn FM, Lajo Jacek Jr., and he had given me information that a friend of ours, one of his cousins here in America, had passed away. Alvin Al Jennings of Glen Ellyn, Illinois, passed away on July 10th, 2022. He was born in Gary, Indiana, on February 1st, 1939. The son of the late Larry Beam and Velma Hlohinets Jennings. In 1956, Al graduated from Fenger High School, continuing his studies at the University of Illinois, graduating with a bachelor's degree in geology. After graduation, he became a commissioned officer in the United States Marine Corps. Al retired as a colonel after 3 years of active duty and 27 years in the United States Marine Corps Reserves. He also had a 30-year career with IBM Chicago in sales and marketing, retiring in 1993. He enjoyed anything that had to do with the United States Marine Corps, especially watching the Marine Band or attending the Marine Parades in Washington, D.C. He also loved traveling the world especially to his visit to his extended family in Slovakia, his Russian family, which I'll tell you about after this. He loved woodworking, collecting clocks, spending time with his loving and caring family. He is survived by his loving wife, Donna Jennings, of nearly 62 years. For Al's memory, we have a Vichnaya Pamyat, followed by various selections from the folk group Volyanka from Volitsa. Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat, Al Jennings.
The land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, gcuusa.com, or give them a call toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Back in 2013, Al Jennings emailed me asking about different venues in the Pittsburgh area for their Lohinets family reunion. They planned a whole weekend of events throughout the Pittsburgh and the metropolitan area here in western Pennsylvania. And he was also looking for some people to play some music. The Jasek family from Volitsa, well known for their musical abilities. Father Ladjo is a very well-known and very good accordion player, along with the daughter Stanislava Stanka, violin player. So my brother-in-law, Mike Libertor, and I backed them up with the bass and the rhythm guitar. And what I wanted to talk about is just a couple of selections, some excerpts from a letter that he sent to the Jasek family back in 2015. Al states that he's thankful to have this relationship with both his grandmother's family and grandfather's family, with the Hopta and Lohinets families. He was born in Gary, Indiana, where his grandparents lived. His father spoke no languages other than English, although his mother was fluent in Ponashomu. His father died when he was a year old, and they had to move back to Gary, Indiana with his grandparents. And it was just like it would have been in Volitsa. The same people, food, prayers, same songs, same church. They didn't have much money, but his grandfather always had enough money for a palinka, a shot now and then. And when someone came to the house, everyone had a palinka. They spoke only Ponashomu at home, but he didn't know what that meant. He heard words such as Urusnak and Urusin, but didn't know what they meant. His grandparents left Volitsa around 1910, and when his grandfather spoke of the Stary Kraj, he would tell good stories and bad, and how beautiful it was. So when Al was working for IBM in 1980-81, he would frequently travel to Europe. He knew nothing about his relatives, and this was before the days of the wall falling in Berlin. The communist era was still going on there. So he said, why don't we take a trip over to Eastern Slovakia? He asked some family, and all he had was a name, Anna Sakova, and an address, Volitsa 117, Pošta Radvan. He thought that Volitsa 117 was a street name and Radvan was the village. But it came out that Volitsa is the village, but all the post, all the mail goes to the next village of Radvan na Laborotsom, and then it gets delivered to Volitsa. So he drove to Radvan, and he was stopped by the police a couple of times. This is during communist times, and they didn't want anything to do with him because he was a foreigner, so they weren't interested in him. So he asked the gentleman on the street, he goes, "Where is Volitsa Street?" The guy looked at him and says, "Volitsa Street doesn't exist. Volitsa is a village up the road." So he went up the road. He found 117. And then he was quite shy about whether he should go and knock on the door or not. He drove past the house a few times. Then he's like, "Okay, let's get back to Košice. I got to go. I got to get back." Then he stopped at the village end and said, "Think I'm going to knock on the door." He knocked on the door just to say hello, explained who he was. He was Andrew Lohinets' grandson, and it was just like he walked into his grandparents' kitchen. The woman who opened the door was Anna Sakova, and it was like he knew her all his life, as if I was a long-lost brother. She was actually a bit younger than Al, but he never felt more welcome in any other place in the world. The entire family was there. They spoke the same dialect of Russian, although Al's vocabulary was a bit limited. And within a few minutes, the table had food and vodka. Al wasn't expecting to spend more than just a few minutes in his village. He ended up being there for 3 days. And in that time, he met many of his relatives, both from the Lohinets and the Hopta families, as well as other members of the family. Again, this is just a short story of Al Jennings and how he found his Russian relatives. And I'd like to thank the Yasik family for reminding me about this experience in 2014. It was a great time that we had. And I would just like to wish them well, the Yasik family, Father Ladislao Ladio, Mother Edita, Son Ladio Jr., daughter Stanka, and other son Rasti. Thank you very much for letting me know about Al's passing, and I hope everyone here who listens to this program gets a little idea of how it is when you find your relatives basically out of nowhere. So once again, Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat, Al Jennings. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, and our tribute to Al Jennings, who passed away last week, and songs from his native village of Volitsa in Upper Zemplin County. Once again, thanks to the Jacek family, especially Ladio Jr., for letting me know about Al's passing and giving me information that I could use on the radio. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time here on Russin FM for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to this broadcast's archives any time of the day or night, please log on to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russian Society, at c-rs.org, where you can join the society if you're not already a member. You can renew your membership. You can also donate to this radio broadcast via the webpage, take part in the genealogy discussions, and order on our online and offline catalog, c-rs.org. Once again, join us again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. Trimajte se krasno tjedan. S Bohom.
Holos Rusinju Amerika.